This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Lisa Peeks. The latest evolution of Facebook allows media organizations such as the New York Times, The Atlantic, and the BBC to publish articles directly to its mobile users. Facebook says it can deliver the content up to 10 times more quickly than the mobile web. Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project is here to help us understand the impact of access to more faster media. Kelly, news organizations were already publishing to Facebook, so how is this different?
Because the content will actually be in Facebook, so no more tabs. Now, when you go to Facebook and you see something from the New York Times or the Tampa Bay Times and you click on it, it actually opens up a new tab in your browser. You leave Facebook and you go to the news site. And that slows you down. It opens up extra stuff on your browser. It makes your computer work harder. So with this new system, you'll be looking at that content right in Facebook. You'll never go to the news site.
Who owns it?
The news site owns it, Facebook licenses it, and the news site gets to sell the advertising against it. So there's a really sweet business model here because web advertising is based on how many people actually see the advertising. There's way more people on Facebook than there are on most news sites.
So how will this affect news organizations?
Right now, there's really only a handful of news organizations that are allowed to do this. Facebook has been really smart about picking some quality partners. But your local news organization isn't allowed to do this right now, and Facebook isn't really saying when or even if they're going to open it up to other news organizations.
Right, and they kind of need that cred because they are trying to position themselves as a bona fide news deliverer, and they've been criticized for having kind of questionable, dumbed down content.
That and a really suspicious algorithm that controls the content that you see. This is why a lot of the media insiders are freaking out about this. Facebook's algorithm is bizarre and mysterious. I don't understand sometimes why I see some things that some of my friends post, but not other things that other friends post. Facebook's got the power now to say, yes, this information gets a lot of distribution, and this other information gets very little distribution. Journalism is about democracy, so Facebook is very much able to pull the strings of democracy with a distribution system like this.
You hear people say they feel like they're ADHD already with such rapid delivery. I mean, that extra 10 seconds, how's that going to be a game changer?
This could actually help for those of us who feel a little ADHD because we won't have to bounce to another site. So the video will load right there in Facebook. We will stay in, and it will, I think, help this continuous flow of information.
So what's the advice to news organizations who may have depended on Facebook exposure and now are being pushed out?
Well, they will still be able to post their content to Facebook. It's just that the users will have to bounce to the news organization to consume the entire content. So nothing really changes for them. And Facebook is still one of the top referrers to news sites. So the rest of us still have to live in this system.
10 seconds behind everyone else.
Exactly, yeah.
Kelly, thanks.
Take care.
Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute Sensemaking Project.